Represent not the fight between the performers and what they're performing, because there is no fight, there is no real restart.
But instead, the beginning again and again
represents the processes in the landscape
of the distraction principles which rigorously pull at the mind. and where do we find ourselves this evening? In between a lot of things. Things on every corner, things on every horizon. Things behind you, things in front of you. Things beside you that you don't even know about. Because tonight the center is everywhere. And you're trapped with a madman. And it's just a bunch of noise. The heat has broken out again. I can feel it in my throat. I need cold liquid. Fast. But that's not cold enough. I feel like I'm hardly in place, and it's already out of control. This is a program of experimental dance and pop music and classical music and modern music and folk music and country music and rock music and... Stop. Riding on the Luna Sea. This is Kill Radio in Los Angeles. You're riding on a wavelength. It's all my fault, but you agreed to it. Welcome to the chill room.
Max, two steps forward, look left. Bureau, two forward, turn right, right. Max, face out, back one. Bureau, back one, one. Max turns to Max. Bureau top drawer opens. Walks toward Max. Max steps towards them. Bureau blocks Max. Max back, 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 Max. Bureau chair charges. Max steps left. Bureau pins him to wall. Max. I'd like Rhoda to come. Rhoda. David and Susan need Rhoda in. Rhoda. She's walking in her sleep, wearing short nightshirt. Lay her over to me.
Writing is contemplation, not as an information structure.
The continuous present. The landscape play. Somewhere here, Sophia appears new things, acts as lever control, and appearance, disappearance, actions. Rhoda holds Sophia while she dances. Woman covers eyes and crosses space. Two women pressing each other to wall. Hannah enters with lamp, faints just inside door. Run, collapse. Sophia exits while Ben sits asleep and music plays. Curtains with hands stuck through, face scratching, persona flaking. Bandages crawling, throwing people, people in heap, blankets and sheets, people wrappers, dress with someone under it, sounds of shots, tilted bed with Rhoda sliding off.
The goal, then, in terms of audience, is alienation, the rejection of involvement, All they see is the play, and not themselves watching it. The result is sleep.
Bring the spectators back to ourselves.
One.
Establish ordinary situations, breakfast, art, human relationships, or ordinary theatrical situations.
Two.
Place such a situation in an alienating context.
Three.
Vibrate between possible alternatives. Preconscious equals that which locates these acts before awareness begins. Grounding consciousness. Truth equals source. The moment one knows, sees the point, receives the message. One sleep, one then balance with the word. Forman uses idols in terms of our relationship with stunning beauty, emotion, breathtaking action, etc. These imagery is concrete, for instance, a drawing of a triangle is concrete, the thought of it, if you can't see it, the thought is draft. Idol equals false god, imprisoning us in a network of materials, lies, separate lies, balance, truth, development of a lie. Preconscious equals that which locates these acts before awareness begins, grounding the conscious will. Truth equals source. The moment one knows, gets it, sees the point, receives the message. One sleeps because one is then balanced with the word.
shit. Boxer round.
emotion, breathtaking action, etc. These imagery is concrete. For instance, a drawing of a triangle is concrete, but the thought of it, if you can't see it, is abstract. Idol equals false god, imprisoning us in a network of materialistic lies, separating us from imbalanced truth. Development is a lie.
If the play dissolves in the memory, then it cannot be an object that puts one to sleep. You're hung up on the issue of language. Forget it. Making a play that is not an object in memory. If the play dissolves in the memory, then it cannot be an object that puts one to sleep. Making a play, you're hung up on the issue of language. If the play dissolves in the memory, then it cannot be an object that puts one to sleep. You're hung up on the issue of language. Forget it.
Look what I have to do in order to think of thoughts. I have to forget language. All I can do with no education, nothing, no advice, no common sense in my life. An insane mother, I mean, no background, nothing. And I have to make art. But I know that under these conditions, the one thing I had to find out was if I could think of a thought that has never been thought of before. Then it could be in a language that was never read before. If you can think of something, the language will fall into place in the most fantastic way. But the thought is what's going to do it. The language is shit. I mean, it's only there to support a thought.
Thank you.
forearm, upper arm, breast, face, ass, back. Compare, compare. Eleanor stands between them, and space appears between their bodies. Her nudity is revealed. When finished, Eleanor sits left on couch. Rhoda, Hannah, move his mirror. David gives book to Eleanor. She puts it in her lap and turns pages. David moves table to left doorway. Hannah, Rhoda dialogue against wall, balancing with one foot edge on wall. Rhoda, if it's the body, Hannah. Rhoda. Doing this, I don't lose track of it.
Yeah.
Rhoda, wrong. Hannah, I know about it every second. I see myself in your body. Rhoda, you can't. Hannah, right. I'm not far away enough to see it. There's somebody looking at us from a window. Rhoda, it's Ben.
I'm not.
Plank appears on the window. Ben walks on plank in the room.
It's Ben.
Hello, ladies. Both Rhoda and Hannah. Oh, Ben, you should take your hat off and
hello,
say hello,
ladies.
Ben. Wait a minute. The devil turns out to be not the devil at all. Devil. Rhoda. And hold each
wait
other.
Wait a minute.
Devil takes Ben under his arm and sits him next to Eleanor and blindfolds him. Devil pushes David, Rhoda, and Hannah into a pile on floor and leans on them. Ben. What's going on at the moment between all the bodies? Everyone, including Ben. Oh, Ben, can't you see? Devil. I am especially disappointed. Rhoda. No, I especially am disappointed in Ben. Velvet. For ideas as convulsive as the body itself, but you will not find them in that book. Try to find the hidden book. Ben turns to nude Eleanor and tries to look under her. Eleanor. No, in kitchen. Beat. Rhoda stands and faces Ben, crosses her arms as to berate him, and Ben, looking for the hidden book, crawls around the couch looking under it. Rhoda leads Ben crawling to the table. Then she positions him to face table and stands on his right. Devil, David, and Hannah exit whispering to each other, full of secrets. Red green light points Eleanor. She stands on other side of Ben, staring out intensely, arms at side, sound of her breath. She turns and uses her right hand to beat his ass in slow motion. Ben arches back with face upraised to ceiling and mouth open. Stroke, flash.
Deflect, isolate, alternate mode of whatever.